Hey everyone, and welcome to The White Flag, a podcast about surrendering to Jesus amidst our hurried, manic, control-obsessed world. I'm your host, Jonathan Moynihan, from right outside of Baltimore, and today we're going to do what we try to do about once a month, which is a guided, sort of contemplative time of prayer. And I'm going to do an episode today where we get centered on a spiritual practice that we're going to have a whole separate conversation about in the new year. And you've heard me talk about it before, but it's this practice of Lectio Divina, this idea of praying through the scripture as a way of encountering God and encountering the text. And I'm going to talk in depth more about what that practice actually is and what are some things that we can do to make this a rhythm or part of our Bible reading time. But what I'd like us to do today is to take a moment to really get centered on one of the profound moments in the story of Christmas. You know, we are in the second week of Advent, and as I was reflecting on my reading and kind of preparing myself to celebrate the gift of Jesus this at the end of this year, I thought with the podcast, we had a chance here to read through a song of praise or a psalm from Jesus' mother, Mary. And it's a song that she sings after she becomes pregnant and she goes to her relative Elizabeth's house. And, you know, they get to the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaps, and she just gives all of this gushing joy and praise to God for, you know, Mary being there and Jesus being there, her Lord being there. And then from this moment in Luke 1, starting in verse 45, we see Mary sing a song of praise to God for this gift of Jesus. And so what I'd like us to do is to practice together Lectio Divina. You don't need to know all the ins and outs, like I said, but this is going to be a guided time of prayer where you can sort of partner with and come alongside the song that Mary sang to God in praise of this gift of Jesus. And I want to give us some time to prayerfully and with silence engage the scriptures and see which part of this psalm of Mary, the song of Mary, really resonates with us, and maybe how might God be using that to stir up gratitude and centeredness and just presence with Him. So I'm going to read this song of praise that Mary sings in Luke 1, and I want to encourage you as I read it to just be quiet, be still, be centered, and receive the words. Then I'm going to give you some silence, and in that time, I want to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit in this moment to bring a word or phrase from this song of Mary that jumps out to you. And it could be something that God is trying to stir up in within you, something that God wants to remind you today, maybe an answer to a prayer that you've been asking for a while could be found in this psalm or in this song. And then I'm going to read it again. And after you've spent some time in silence inviting the Spirit to show you something from this song, I want you to really lean in and see what word or phrase jumps out at you from this song of praise. And then we'll have another time of silence for you just to reflect on what that is. And then I'm going to read it one more time. And as we prepare to hear it a third time, I want to encourage you to sit and reflect or journal or just meditate on not just what jumps out at you, but why it jumps out at you. Why God maybe has this specific word or specific portion of the text that jumps out at you. And the whole purpose of this practice of Lectio Divina is to engage the scriptures so that the Word of God is a tool of relationship and knowing God, not just a tool of information and knowing about God. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to read through this, have lots of time to just pause and reflect, see if there's a single word or phrase from this song of praise that is something God wants to use in us or remind us of, or just help draw us close to Him and know, help us know that He is there, He hears us, and He sees us. So that's the plan. That's what we're going to do. So right now, I'd encourage you to find your spot, minimize distractions. If you're driving, probably not going to be the best time for you to do this, unless you're in a really long drive, and by all means, give it a shot. But I want to encourage you to position yourself to have a posture to receive something from God, receive something from Scripture, as we read this key moment in Mary's life in the Advent story of preparing for the gift of Jesus. And so as we get ready for this, I would encourage you to quiet yourself and join me as we pray to commit this time to God and ask Him to show us that He can use even a small, humble podcast moment like this to help us encounter Him in a formative way in this moment as we celebrate the season of Advent. God, as we reflect on and center ourselves on this song of praise that Mary sang to you, God, would you use it to stir up thankfulness in our heart, expectancy, use it to help us know that you see us and you are with us. God, there are so many people listening who are all over the spectrum of burdens and heartache and joys and excitement. God, I know that your word touches all of us and all of those things. So God, would you meet us here? We commit this time to you and say, come Holy Spirit, teach us something, show us something, and help us feel and experience and know you are drawing near here today. This is Luke 1, verse 46, Mary's Song of Praise. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful, for he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Take just 1 minute to be still and in silence. Try to calm your scattered senses and just say, God, here I am. I want to hear from you. I center myself now on your goodness and your mercy and your presence. And in this time, invite the Holy Spirit to help you be attuned to what it is that he wants you to notice so that a single word or phrase jumps out at you as something that God wants you to know today. Let's read it again. Mary responded, Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful, for he made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Take some time and in silence, stew and reflect on that phrase or word that jumped out to you. Don't try to explain it. Don't try to justify it. Just receive what that is from God in this moment and reflect on that with Him. Now, as we read one more time, we'll go through this song of praise from Mary, and now, coming out of it, you can take time to reflect on maybe why it is that God brought this word or this phrase to your mind, and what is it that He wants you to live out now from this encounter, from this time with Him. Let's read it one last time, and then reflect together. Mary responded, "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He took notice of His lowly servant girl, and from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and He has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear Him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped His servant Israel and remembered to be merciful, for He made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever." God, I put aside the need for this time to be productive. I know that the power of this exercise is not in me or in music, but in your word, in your spirit. And so, God, my deep prayer is that people would have had encounters with you where there would have been a word or a phrase that resonated with them, that spoke to the tender parts of their heart, that maybe the unarticulated needs of the soul, that you met them, you encouraged them, you helped them feel seen and known, and really know that you hear them. God, that's my prayer. I hope that you were able to draw your people close to you, and God, help us continually live in anticipation and preparation for the celebration of Christmas in the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, thank you so much for sticking that out with me, diving into the deep end, as we say around here. But real talk, man, I would love to hear if this was significant for you. If you got a phrase or something jumped out at you, or there was some things swirling around in your life, but this time of centeredness helped you realize and see that God sees you, he's here you, he's with you, whatever. I would love to hear about it. You can DM me on Instagram at jonathan.moynihan. If you're watching on YouTube, you can leave a comment. If you want to shoot me with a quick email, you can contact me at jonathanmoynihan.com. But I would just love to hear what phrase stood out to you. Why did God bring that to light? What do you want to do with it? And that's where this community really gets rich, when I get to hear about how this is so much bigger than my words, but it's about the Spirit of God moving through our lives as we dive into the inner life of the soul. So happy Advent. Blessings to you. Hope you guys are having a great Christmas season. I hope you've taken some time to unhurry for the holidays based on last week's episode. I've got an exciting interview coming out next week with the worship pastor from Elevation Worship, Wade Joy. You'll be hearing that in just a couple days' time. But in the meantime, be well, be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week.